Jamaa Ibrahim was convicted of an attack to plunder a vessel, violence against persons on a vessel, and use of a firearm during a crime of violence, but not of piracy.
As a practical matter, I'm not sure that it really makes that much difference.
David Glazier is a Loyola Law School professor, widely quoted on piracy law.
The reality is, it's quite possible for the courts to convict these individuals of things like assaulting federal officials and weapons violations.
But he says it may be important for U.S. courts to call a pirate a pirate.
We are trying to encourage countries around the world to take a tougher stance on piracy. If American courts are unwilling to convict Somalis of piracy, those courts will be asked by the defense lawyers to take a look at what the U.S. courts have done.
Five of Ibrahim's cohorts still await trial while the courts decide what exactly constitutes a pirate. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.